Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is our Friday show, paranormal show, hopefully. We'll see what happens. It's June 17th, 2011. So, if you'd like to call in, you can do so. And let's see here. They called me on a 20 line, so that's not listed. That's good. Annika, you out there?
I am out here. Yeah, I got the call-in numbers for Station 2. Is that the ones
hey,
you want,
great.
Ron? Yeah.
Why don't you read that out to people if they want to call in?
Yeah, so the...
It's also on the website underneath, you know, underneath the buttons that you click on to hear us. So we're on Station 2 tonight, everybody. So you want to give
okay.
the phone numbers and maybe
yeah.
we can call
so
in
the-
about some paranormal... situations, maybe timeline crashing, experiences from people. So, go ahead, Annika.
Okay. So, the first number there, line one, is 530-413-4511. And then Ron said he's on line two, so then the other number is 415-287-0074. And welcome, everyone. We're on Station 2, and I do see a lot of people on the fast chat today, so welcome to that. And, you, of course, as per normal, you can always put in your questions and that sort of thing on there. And also, after today's show, we have a Q&A, don't we, Ron? Ron, are you there? So maybe
yep.
Ron got busy. So we
yep.
have Q&A today, Ron, after the show?
Q&A tonight, after the call, yeah.
Okay. So maybe for those people that haven't heard about you yet, we're here today with the Creation Lightship. Ron is here with us, and Ron is the ambassador for our kind of our creation center where we originally came from before we got stuck here on Earth. So what are we dealing with, Ron, and what is the Creation Lightship? Is it a space?
Nothing to do with aliens at all, although the light ship does create life forms that may look alien to us. Normally when we talk about aliens, remember, the ones of light will never come to us because they know about non-interference and free choice, free will. So the ones that people normally talk about typically, I would say, would not be of the light. They're imposters, and they're coming to us with information from the light of the darkness. Remember, there's no reason to come back anywhere. In the light, you're not going to typically help anybody come to their aid because everything is non-judgment. So if you look at the alien agenda that people talk about here, if they were of the light 100%, then they could not come because of non-judgment. So we're in judgment here, and that's where the light ship comes on its own every 2,000 years. So you have to realize about what's what and what's going on. So hopefully that may do some, you know, connect some dots for some of you out there. Because the energies that people talk about being here are not normally of light. They're light of the darkness, like the archangels, the different types of things. We still have the planets controlling us and everything else here, your natal chart, so... You could not be, you know, dealing with anything of the light if you have that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I heard something, but I don't know. That didn't really sound like a normal call-in, but maybe it was. So if anyone's out there, hello and welcome.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Annika. Hi, Ron.
Oh, hi.
So, yeah, I had a question, Ron, that if there was a cologne and he was in charge of a group and he had three programs, and the first program was, I want to help you and make things good for you in this group, and the second one was that he just got stalled out and bewildered, and the third program was that the cologne would start to sabotage people and destroy the group, would this be three different programs to lure people in as far as the cologne leader of a group would be concerned?
Probably, because they'll have different programs for maybe each clone. So, That's all I can kind of say, Larry, that normally when clones come in, they have their typical main agenda for being there. Remember, they have to look like the person that they replaced. And so from there, they may be able to have different clones come up that looks like the person, but it could be a whole different agenda with that clone.
Uh-huh.
So another way to look at it, it might look like split personalities.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I answered your question completely or not, Larry. Did I?
Yes, it sounds pretty good. Another thing I find, too, that I wouldn't say schizophrenia. I'd say alien schizophrenia because it's the clones are clone schizophrenia because the clones, the programs, they can't get schizophrenia. They just get, in that case, it would just be a clone programming.
That's
basically
correct, yeah. The program itself that the clone would have would be fine for the clone. It would like what it's doing because all it knows is it's running on a program.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a wind-up doll, you know, and
uh-huh.
It has different parameters of what it can do and know about, and from there, you know, it's doing what it's doing. So it doesn't really have that much emotion. Remember, look at clones. If you see anybody that has very little if no emotion, and they have a lot of bright eyes like we have now coming out with the newer clones, the other ones will look different, but they won't have any body energy.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how you can detect them, that the body energy is not there. They don't have a spirit, but the darkness has, and the ones making clones, slash the ones making clones here, bring forth a lot of bright light out of the eyes, so the person who doesn't really know much will think that person is very spiritual because of the bright light out of the eyes, but they won't know, they don't, you know, go further and check out the body energy, and it won't have anything that like a human has, even though it will be the anatomy of a human, but there's no spirit in there of the body. Remember, you have a body that's comprised of a spirit to make the body, which is of light. Remember, you have the elements of the earth making that body, and then the earth spirit energizes that body. That's why you can't go anywhere else but here. And the next thing is you have a spirit looking out of your eyes, which is what we normally talk about as spirit. So you actually have two individual spirits in your body, one for the body, one for maybe the higher consciousness to allow you to do things with the divine source energy. And that's the difference versus a clone. A clone has neither one of those. And
uh-huh.
Although sometimes when you go into parallel lifetimes, the clone will take your spirit into it because it's so unique to the clone. And the spirit sees that as having no spirit, and it can look like you, and it will resonate to you because it may have part of the DNA that they stole from you to create the clone. So spirit will recognize that, but it won't be you. So that's why, you know, you have replicas and clones and different things out there. And it gets a little confusing at times, but once you kind of catch on to it. Have you ever seen any clones, Larry?
Yes, I have. I've seen quite a few of them where their body energies are gone, and their mind is like it's programmed, I think, and it's just like they're the leaders of groups and things, and they just promise you things, and then they sabotage it afterwards. And then it seems that they're never really helping anybody at all and making things better for people.
Yeah.
And the programs, I guess the clones are made down in the basement, or they're made, I don't know if they're made in the parallel planet or not. Are they both places, or are they just basically one place?
It could be all over, you know. Remember,
uh-huh.
Once you go onto those timelines, you don't know where you're going to. You could
uh-huh.
be on a timeline underground. You could be one out in the Beyondo.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. You don't know where you are when you go out on timelines. Typically,
okay.
They're probably in the Beyondo.
Oh,
but the
okay.
clones can be made here and fabricated, designed on the planet here, even above ground. So
uh-huh.
back to you, uh-huh. Larry. Then we'll have Annika come on.
Okay, so they can be made in a spaceship or anything, in a spaceship abduction even there, and sent back as a clone or anything like that then, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Okay, great. Can we get a healing for that, Ron?
Well, I can help to get rid of some of the clone parts in people.
Okay.
So let's do that. If you have any clone body parts, and I'm hoping to get a clearing up for that on the website at some point here. But here we go, clone body parts. So if you have anything in your body that was healed by a church service, people praying for you, praying on you, you're becoming prey. Remember, something had to do the work. And so anything that was like that, that wasn't healed naturally by your body, which would have spirit energy, hopefully, then we'll take that away. So just think of something that you may have had in the past. If not, ask your spirit to find out what's going on and to help have it get empowered to help with this healing. So here we go. One, I'll count to ten to release that and see if we can get a new body part or whatever in you that is of light. Otherwise, it looks like it would be a clone part, a replica, a part that has no light in there. Then it can work for a while, then all of a sudden stop working. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, well, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. See how you're feeling. Well, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Annika.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we're in this time world, and that basically means we're on a few different timelines, but we really have to be, or we try to be, on one. And there's
maybe on hundreds.
Yeah. And just kind of introduction, if anyone hasn't heard about this before, because Ed has a question: is there any darkness existing outside the time world? So I'm guessing, you know, what he means is those that are run by time.
I haven't looked. I don't think, I don't know. A good question. All I know is that we have here is time. So I don't know if there's any other mechanism out there that the dark side is using besides using time. So remember, they're under the control of someone else. And to do that, you know, another alien race. So in order to do that, you have to have a time sequence to have control. So that's, I would say, possibly not, but I wouldn't guarantee that it would be 100%, that way. But typically you have to have some way to come into an energy system, and you need time to do that, to manipulate and control. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so since we're talking about timelines, and there's some really good ways to get rid of those timelines that we get taken on, and that's obviously to go to thecreationlightship.com and do the clearing, especially the timeline clearings. So Bonnie is asking, are we cloned every time alien timelines steal us?
Good question. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Every time you're not here, a clone comes in your place. So that's the way it is. Otherwise, you know, you'd probably see your whole town vanish. And you might be the only one here. That'd be kind of strange. All of a sudden looking and blinking your eye, and all of a sudden everybody leaves, and you're the only one left. That would be pretty scary. Then they would come back, and another blink of an eye sometime. And remember, I used the word time there again, because time is actually what we're in here. And so every time that they come in, and every time that they leave, and every time you leave, and they leave, there's always a clone there to take the place. Remember the old time movies, before they got sophisticated with a lot of the, maybe editing and splicing things and stuff. And you can kind of remember how they used to show in the primitive way of making, you know, motion pictures, they would have somebody on, like, say, in the old days, maybe it's all about cowboys back then, you know. At least when I grew up, that was a lot of stuff there, you know. And, you know, you'd always see this cowboy, whatever the person would be, the main actor, he'd be riding a horse. So you would see him on this mechanical type of horse, but you wouldn't see the horse. You'd just see his body jerking, going back and forth, back and forth. You might remember this. And then if they needed to have some wind, they'd put a fan on, you know, and the hair would blow a little bit or something. Then behind them, they would have the movie set moving, making him look like he's moving along, you know. Well, that was probably the more unsophisticated way, but that's still kind of like a timeline where things are being inserted. So the person's inserted onto this horse, living or pretending like he's on a horse, and you would think that he would be in the old days, you know. And then you'd see the scene behind them moving slowly, and which would be like a timeline of an artificial movie script moving. And this is kind of what we're on. So that, just think how that is in very, very slow motion. If we could slow our life down, you'd be able to see that we're not always here and that we perceive is not correct. So I just thought I'd kind of throw that out there. It's slightly tangent to what we're talking about, but you might remember some of those things. And now you look at them and you go, wow, you know, but and the younger people listening probably wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so when we go into different places, we're often put into different timelines. Let's say if we're one location to another, and that's another way to clear them, because on your clearing we can put that in. So Bonnie was asking about if you could possibly do a timeline crash that we take us on when driving a car, like a particular, maybe one that we use when we're driving or we're being used on.
Okay, I cannot do a timeline crash for that because you may not be in the abduction process right now, okay? And so, you know, you can bring yourself back if you're not driving your car right now, they're probably not going to put you onto a timeline of you driving a car, okay? Maybe in a dream they might, but right now you're listening to this program. So driving a car I could not do because you're probably not driving a car. I could do a timeline crash for you listening to me on the BBS program tonight, right now, and you could be a clone listening, thinking that it's you. Typically, the light chip comes in and attempts and really tries its best to hold you here, but you know, whenever I do a Be Here Now clearing, people feel that, which means that still they're being abducted. So it's not just like one or two timelines. You know, you can't just go in there on your computer and do, you know, maybe 20 of them and think that you got everything done and it's over with, you know, and you graduated off the timeline scale and now you're ready for something else. No, these timelines are active all the time. So you want to do as many as you can to stay present. So we'll do the timeline crash for people listening to the BBS program right now, and you could be listening to it as a clone. You won't know the difference because your consciousness is with the clone. So your spirit could be with the clone body, and you don't even know that. So here we go. We'll see if we can bring your physical body back if your spirit is here and your body is not. And so you'll be listening to probably the BBS program in the Beyondo, which they can do, or maybe something else is going on, and it's much, much worse than that. So here we go. See what happens. See if your body jerks, see if you feel different. This is the timeline crash to bring you back here for this BBS program that you're listening to right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you feel if you're awakening up more, if you're awakening up, that means that you weren't here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you do feel better right now, the question to ask yourself, because I could not answer this for you, is, number one, where were you? And so that you can think, oh, well, okay, where was I? Okay, maybe I was doing this, that, or the other. And the main, and then what were they doing to you when you were at that location? So, and did they, and then did they split you off into many, many timelines from there and sell bits and pieces of you to other aliens? So this is the way it works. And this is why I say what you want to do first is your whole lifetime emotional clearing to get rid of your judgment that has come up in this lifetime so far. It'll get rid of a lot of that stuff so you can start a new life, we'll say, in a sense. And then once you get rid of that, then you want to look and see what emotions you're dealing with, because you are living emotions, whether it's good or bad, and do timeline crashes on that. And that way you would have a better chance of not being abducted onto the timeline. Remember, no emotions, you probably will not ever be abducted. If you have emotions, they'll probably get you continuously. You know, if you're happy all the time and everything else, then they'll still get you, because happiness emotion is just energy. All they want is energy. And we only have two emotions here, basically. We have being happy and we have being sad. You know, there's also anger and stuff, but, you know, one makes you think that you're doing very well, and the other one causes you dramas and traumas. So that's the two basic core emotions, and all the rest go from there. And they get you on emotions. You know, what do you do when you go to the mailbox and maybe you get a letter from somebody that talks bad about you? Then you become emotional, okay? Maybe you get something in the mail, or maybe you paid your credit card bill, you know, last month for, say, $200, and you sent the check in, but the check never got cash, and now they're charging you interest rates on it, you know, and you get upset with that. You know, everybody has emotions. You walk outside of your door, and you step on a snail, and you go, oh, that poor snail, you know, and I did that. Well, that's another emotion. Remember, they're getting your energy regardless. Did they put that snail underneath your foot? Was it there? Did you look down to see where you're walking? There's no snail. Then they put you into a timeline where the snail was there and you step on the snail. You know, that happens. Do you drive your car and all of a sudden you turn to the left or right and all of a sudden the car is there and you're ready to run into it? They do that too. You ever lose your keys, your purse, your wallet, a coat? You know, did you just do something, leave your house and get maybe, you know, 20 miles away and say, man, I forgot that thing, and I was thinking about it the whole day. I was going to bring this thing this in the morning or something, and I needed to do that. And how could I be so stupid forgetting this thing? Well, maybe you're not even there. Maybe you got abducted as soon as you got in your car, but you still have the thoughts about what happened here, you know? So it can go on and on and on. So everything that seems kind of weird to you in this lifetime, that's because of abduction. And it doesn't happen just once. It happens all the time. So, you know, there we go. Now, the people who know that they're abducted all the time, they know that continuously because they see the aliens. They know that they don't get any sleep at night or whatever. You know, they feel strange things happening. So that kind of person really knows it, you know, and they could probably write many books on the subject. But, you know, most people don't even have that consciousness. They just think they're having a weird, strange day. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, and you are in the right place if you wonder what can I do about this now. If you haven't heard it before, there's several clearings on Ron's site, the Creation Light Ship, and many of them do deal with this, not just getting rid of timelines. That's one clearing, but there's many different ways where you can get rid of clones living on parallel Earth and parallel planets, both in this time and in past lifetimes. So many, many other clearings. And, of course, all the clearings, not just the emotional clearing, but that's usually, if you haven't done that one, it's usually what starts off for everyone because it gets rid of so much. So it gets rid of so much of the judgment that obviously all the clearings will help with that. And I did see Stephanie has a question on judgment. I'm going to get to that very soon. First, I just want to cover Alan's question, Ron. What are shadow bodies again, and what are shapeshifters?
Okay, a shadow body is all first two shapeshifters. Okay, so a shapeshifter is an alien that is using your body to live inside of, okay? So that would be a shapeshifter. And they come out off and on to see what's happening here. And they can look strange. If you look at a person and they do a double or triple take on them and they look normal, you might see tails on them. You might see their eyes physically change. Maybe you look at someone one day and, you know they have brown eyes, and all of a sudden they look like cat eyes for a split second, or one eye looks kind of weird, like a cat eye, and one looks normal. Then you look back at them again, or blink your eye, and it looks perfect. Well, they're looking through that person, sharing that. Maybe you actually energetically or physically see scales on them. Maybe you see horns. Maybe you see some other life form that you wish you never saw before in your life. Maybe you think that you saw something and now, you know, you think you're seeing it psychically, but it's probably real. So that would be the shapeshifters. So a shapeshifter also would be somebody like to turn into a vampire, into a wolf. That would be a shapeshifter. Now, a shadow body would be someone where this energy comes into the body, takes the place of you, much like a clone, has a spirit of the darkness in it, has an emotional body, and that the shadow body would be a true... I got some static here. We'll see if it goes away. I don't know. It feels like I got disconnected.
I hear you, Ron, but yeah, if anyone can type in if you can still hear us, that would be great. Thank you.
So anyway.
Okay, good.
So that's what a true shadow body would be, a cloned person, and there's lots of those around. It gets kind of scary if you're having one in your bedroom with you. I've heard people call me up and say, Ron, this person completely look different, you know. And anyway, I won't get into too much of that drama, but it, like, scares the heck out of this person, okay? And so from there, you have to realize that these things do exist, and they're not human, but they look like humans. Remember, just watch any of the movies on clones. The one by Bruce Willis is good, where they're controlling an artificial intelligent body. There's a lot of programs out, you know, movies out about clones. There's people about coming back from the future, taking a body. So, you know, whatever you see on the sci-fi stuff, that's all real. You know, just know that it's happening. And they're just giving you a clue of what you're probably going to be seeing more of in the future. So hopefully I answered that question. So a shadow body would be a really sophisticated, high-tech clone. Most clones are not that high-tech, but the shadow body would be. It'll look just like you. So that's how they do that.
Yeah. So just a quick question from Jesse. If he can see somebody's wife's eyes change color, is that a shapeshifter, or is that a sign of something like that?
Yeah, I would say that would probably be a shapeshifter, because a clone, you know, the shadow body typically is not going to look any different than you, okay, or somebody else. It's going to be very standard in its looking, you know. It's like having a car. You're not going to, you know, have a car, you know, we'll say a Volkswagen in your garage. And then we'll say that's a clone, and then the clone has changed, and now it's a Cadillac. No, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, the shapeshifter could do that, okay? So if you want to use a car analogy, a shapeshifter could turn from a Volkswagen into a Cadillac, no problem. But a clone's not going to change. A shadow body will never change into some other life form, unless maybe it's taken over by another race and a, you know, another form takes it over. That could be possible too, but I don't want to go into that. I want to keep it very simple. So that's the difference. Shadow body is a high-tech clone, probably the most advanced clone that there is.
And so if you see a shadow follow or walk just behind a person, could that be what that is?
No, that's different. That's her spirit being out of their body.
Oh, that's
if you happen to see like a hologram of the person walking behind or ahead of it, more than likely that would be the person's spirit, and the person got the spirit kicked out of the body some way and is trying to come back in again. So it's just keeping tabs on the person walking behind it. And you might check that person's eyes out to see how it looks. Maybe they're going to be very glossed over. Remember, the body will function without a spirit. Remember, you don't die when your spirit leaves you at night, which you shouldn't do, but you don't die during your sleeping hours. Your spirit's not with you. Your spirit's there to help you heal. That's one of the main reasons. The other one is to experience life here through creativity, doing things. And,
so if,
you know, that's the reason why your spirit is here.
Is there a way, like, let's say, of clearings and you command your spirit to stay in your body at night, is there a way that that will actually work after a while?
Yeah, just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that the dark side can take that that jellyfish energy and pop you right out. You know, that's why you want to close off your crown chakra. You want to have your crown chakra closed off to get the aliens from to prevent them from coming into you. We have a clearing on the website for that. And you want to shut down your chakras so that you're not radiating energies. So when I say shut them down, I'm not saying turn them off. You don't want the energy from them to come outside of your body. You want your body to take advantage of what it's inside of it to help heal you. You don't want to heal the world with your energy. You know, you want it to be all for your body. It's not being selfish. That's the way it's supposed to be. So when your energy goes outside of yourself, then people take it. People can cord you that way. People can walk into your energy field. They can drain you of energy. You know, this is the cording that people do. But the main thing is you want your chakra energy not to leave your body. Keep it inside of your skin.
Back to
you, Annika.
Yeah. So going back to the judgments, and what are judgments? Because Stephanie was asking, is it a judgment to be doing animal rescue? And maybe we can just kind of explain what is judgment and what would, let's say, be being heart-centered and just have discernment?
Well, you have to kind of experience that yourself. Remember, when you live in duality, sometimes the duality that you're living in, once you're in discernment, may look like judgment to you. So I could say, you know, for the first-time person listening, if you are reactive to a given situation or given words or whatever, that's judgment, if you respond at all to it, okay? And after having some clearings, you'll probably have less judgment, and you'll be responding physically to something. So a good way to tell if you have judgment in your body is to go to a movie theater or rent a DVD or something and watch the movie. So see if your body jerks during fighting scenes. See if your body feels sad when some person's crying, okay? See if you get happy if somebody wins the lottery. You know, all these things are judgments, you know, and, you know, just see how you're feeling. And if you have any kind of emotions, because emotions are judgments. Remember, if you have an emotion, it's a judgment. That's negativity coming into you that you're experiencing. Any judgment is, in a sense, negativity, and also positivity. So you want to be in neutral. You don't want to react. Anything that's reactive to you, whatever the way it would come to you, and experience, for you to experience that energy, and you respond to it, your body responds to it, then that's a judgment. So did I answer that okay, Annika?
I think you did, yeah. Being reactive and, you know, explaining that would possibly, that's what I would say too, would be more judgment. And, you know, I've noticed myself to not be so reactive the more I clear out, you know, or whatever. That's kind of just a little thing I've noticed. So it's often very noticeable, and to just kind of be more, concentrate on being more heart-centered. I saw somebody was mentioning that you know, what is it to do? Or, but it kind of moved off here now, I think. Let's see if I can find it. But somebody was talking about that, you know, basically, how do I stay here and now and don't get taken off?
Know that you're, know and be in your body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do the be here now clearing. Find your own way to keep your spirit in. And that's about all that you can do. And get rid of the emotions. Get rid of those timelines. You know, keep doing emotional crashes, timeline crashes on your emotions. So find out what pushes your buttons, what triggers you. Then do a timeline crash on it. Maybe do 50 of them. Maybe do 100 of them until you feel satisfied, you know, until your body feels satisfied, okay? You can't ask your mind. It's going to tell you that the first time is all that you need, you know, because it doesn't want to, you know, it's connected to the darkness. So you're going to have to do all that you can. But, you know, first do that whole lifetime emotional clearing. Then if you have stuff going on, maybe you have fear happening, you know, then do a fear whole lifetime clearing. You know, or maybe anger. There, you know, we've probably got about half a dozen of them on there that are major issues. You may want to just go through the self-empowerment one. There's a lot of issues there, and just kind of see what gets triggered, you know, because you don't want to be triggered. That's how you get abducted, when they trigger something in you. So, you know, just think how it is with just think of all the abductions that occur at sports events, okay? People in those bleachers, they're probably all abducted. You know, because they're all trying to root in judgment and wish their particular, you know, favorite person on the playing field on. And then they want to do psychic attacks on the other team and the players, you know. And to just think about it, you know. You know, like a football game, you know, the ball gets hiked, you know, to the quarterback. And what's everybody on the other team thinking, you know? They want to see that quarterback get slammed, you know, into the ground or something. They don't want to throw the pass. That's all judgment. So all that judgment that those players are, or the players also, and the people watching them, and the people on TV watching them, right? All those people with that judgment can be abducted instantly because they now have a common theme there of abduction. Hello. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I did get to see now what the comments was. I saw there's a lot of great comments. Thank you all for sharing. Terry, Truth, Jake, a lot of interesting stuff here. And yes, keep doing the clearings. The clearings are really key. It's also what a lot of people are saying, Ron. So, you know, doing the clearings. Keep getting those issues or whatever programs, whatever it is, that is keeps triggering. And, that is really the key. And Truth was saying, why couldn't CLS remove all origins of timelines and create a force field around planet to prevent timelines? And, yes, that would be wonderful. So, Ron, I mean, I know we're dealing with so much out there, right?
Well, the problem that we have here is the people. How do you stop the people from not connecting to their spirit? How do you get them to do that? You know, it's interesting how people think that the source energy that created you is responsible for you. It doesn't care what you do. If it cared what you do, then it would be doing all that stuff. Then it would be in judgment itself. It's giving you free choice, free will. So the problem why the planet is the way it is because people turned away from their source energy, which is their spirit.
So Amanda has a good question on that. What keeps spirit from getting bored and leaving? It's always a good one to talk about, too. How to keep the spirit with us?
Well, you need to connect to it and talk to it. You need to, you know, go into your heart center. Do the mind-to-heart drop. You know,
yeah.
That's the whole process. I'm sure every church should be practicing this. They don't do it, but, you know, they want you to pray outside of yourself to become prey. They never talk about you being empowered enough to do that yourself. And that's the problem that the people have here. Remember, the light chip gives you free choice, free will. And in the process, people have used that so much that they've connected to darkness with their choice of free will, free choice. And the light doesn't judge you for that, even though you're in, you know, a big mess in a bad situation. They're not going to, you know, spank you for it or anything. You know, it's up to you to wake up. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we have a few requests for samples. Truth was asking, can we clear parasites? And Eric was wondering about a defense fleet ship request.
Yeah, I'll be doing the defense fleet. I'll bring the Star Bethlehem. And tomorrow night, if you have had a whole lifetime emotional clearing, we'll go on the defense fleet ship during the call, I think. So that's what we may do tomorrow night here. So here we go. And... we could do we'll just do a clearing for, I guess, some of the parasites here. These are alien parasites that we'll work with here, okay? So parasitic life forms. This is on the website also, alien attack page. So what one do you think we should do, Annika?
Jellyfish, I guess, or squid, or maybe something like that.
Yeah, we can do squid. Haven't did squid for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Squid energy is being released out from inside of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll see if that helps you again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do the waste or the poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And dead carcasses. Remember, you're like an alien graveyard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so the defense fleet that you were talking about is for the 8-hour call on Sunday, right? You're talking about the call you're going to have then?
Yeah, and I think we're going to do it up on BBS here, so we'll probably go out in the defense fleet ships for maybe half of the call or something. I'll just see what happens when we go out tomorrow night on the BBS call at 9 o'clock here. So
you're talking,
and you're eligible to go out on the defense fleet ship. We'll also be doing it on Saturday, too, and fight the aliens. It'll be quite interesting. So if you've had that, you got a bonus here. Remember, you should all have it anyway by listening to this call because you want to have a better life here. So if you're just strictly a tire kicker listening and you've heard a lot of these programs and you're not acting upon what we're doing here to help you, then I don't know what to say about you, you know. Some people just want to take information and what are you doing with it, you know? So back to you, Annika.
Okay, clearing on left knee. Lee was asking.
Okay, well, there's something attached to the knee, so here we go. A knee attachment. Ugh, boy, it's like a crab or something. Here we go, Lee, see how you feel. One, and you can, this will work for other people, too. Just we'll put some energy into your knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boy, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, it's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. See how that's feeling? And back to you, Annika.
Okay. I just see a comment from Lona. If you have not been on the 8-hour calls, you don't know what you're missing. We are so full of alien energies, we're not empowered to know who we really are. And it's true. When I was first on your first 8-hour call, Ron, it really changed everything for me. And I have to say it's incredible to be worked on for that long of a time. And for those who don't know how you can possibly be 8 hours on a Sunday and spend all that time with the Creation Light Chip, it's very easy. You can also be absentee. You don't actually have to be on the whole call in person. So it's very, very easy, very pleasant, very, very nice. And you also have the whole week in quarantine where certain parts are still being worked on. And, of course, there is one more Sunday after that, right, Ron? That is following Sunday, too.
Yes, that's correct.
And you don't have to be on your computer. You just really have to have your phone and listen in if you want to do that. But, you know, if you're working or something, you can always be absentee. And the best way to contact Ron is on email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So hope to be on there with some of you and experience some of that. There's usually also water that you're doing, Ron, like bath water at the end.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So anybody want to comment? We could probably get a caller. The water should be great at the end of the call there to bathe in that wonderful water. We do, I would say, probably at least three waters an hour, maybe up to five for different types of drinking, skin misting water, silver water for healing. So, you know, it's all, you know, you're getting a healing program, basically, and you're getting rid of these alien life forms. And, you know, the whole process is to step in and do it. And that's what it takes. It takes you to come up to the plate and to want to have a better life. And that's the whole process of what we're doing here. I'm surprised that it's went on as long as it has myself, because I was supposed to only be doing this for 3 years. And that would be ending in 2008. So we're still here, reaching probably a lot more people, and at least hopefully we're doing that, and getting people to feel better about living here and spreading some truth out. And that's the whole process. And at some point, there'll be ascension. And when that is, I don't know. But just look at it as having a better life and, you know, feeling better about yourself and knowing your spirit. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, we have about 10 more minutes, and then we also have a conference call, a free conference call right after this show, which is a Q&A call, so please get on that. The number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009. And, it's always a great one to get on and continue some of the questions and just speak a little bit more directly with Ron. I see a lot of comments on different TV shows, kind of moved away now, but I did see a lot of them, like The Twilight Zone was a show, and all of a sudden, this was from the 60s, I think it was Kathy was writing that, and it basically had an episode where everybody's gone, you know, a man shows up and then it starts to find people and they're all clones. And I think it was also Peter in Australia was saying about some similar show that's more recent that's in England, but it moved away right now. I can't see it, but thank you all for commenting on that. There's so much out there in the media and in the movies and that sort of thing, Ron. Maybe you want to go into and mention some of those shows.
Well, there's so many. Battle LA is one. Surrogates. The Predator 1 and 2, so that shows them coming into into the timeline. All of a sudden they kind of appear, you know, get kind of fuzzy, and then they appear real. So that's a timeline, you know, energy coming in from another timeline as you're being watched and viewed. There's just so many shows out there you know, the Alien movie. In fact, we took out the aliens out of people like that, I think, a couple weeks ago. That was quite interesting. So if you watch the Alien movies and see how the critter come out of the guy's chest, well, we took those out of people. Very interesting.
And, that's very interesting.
Yeah, and that I like the movie with the cat food, District 9. You know, the aliens
that's
are eating cat inside of a can called cat food. And, you know, what's it going to be next? You know, might say maybe, you know, male human and female human food. You know, you never know. I guess I do know, but I'll just keep it simple here. And, you know, so you have to look at these movies. You know, the movie number 9, you know, shows this alien creature sucking out the spirit and eating it, using it for its life force, and the little guy dies. You know, that's what the aliens do. So all these movies are out there, and you've got to realize that these are probably true. But let's bring in some peace energy. And then we'll do the Q&A call coming up, straight up on the hour, basically. I'll get on probably in about 5 minutes. So it's 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. And it'll last for an hour. You can ask questions about lightship healings that you probably have had in the past. People may want to know about what to do with a particular healing or something like that, or what it's like, and maybe the people listening can also comment. So it's about education for the group, and a lot of people just come on and listen. So here we go, peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, Annika, thank you.
Okay. So, thank you so much.
We'll see you guys on the Q&A here coming up.
Yeah, come on the Q&A, and thanks for all the comments. There was a lot of comments I didn't get to read about how great the waters are and everything from the 8-hour call. So, thank you.